Today's daf is Tainas daf Yud Gimel, and we have four lines from the top of daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, Amar Rafram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Refuah Shalema. V'Shlomo ben Zara, Liza, Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze ben Brindle, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freida, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Reuza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Sora Shainzel bas Yittel, Elio ben Silla, Sora Leia bas Esther Rivka, Hena Perel bas Yecheved, Shol Elio ben Yehudis, Rafal Kos ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're holding in the sugyas of Tainis. And today's daf is very much going to discuss halachos related to a taina. So really, today's daf is a tale of two sugyas. The first part of the daf is going to discuss bathing on a taina. The second part of the daf is going to discuss tfilas anenu. Zokta gemara. Amar Rafram bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda. Rafram bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chizda, kol shehu mishum avel, any fast, where the objective of the fast is to mourn, it's avelos, kugoin, an example of that, is Tisha B'Av, or v'avel, someone that is really an avel. Aser, he's not allowed to bathe, bein b'chamin, not with hot water, bein b'tzoinin, not with cold water. But Rav Chizda continued and said, kol shum mishum tainig, but any fast where the objective of the fast is not mourning, but rather the objective of the fast is to try to minimize the amount of pleasure that one has on that day. Kigoin tainis sibur, like your classic tainis sibur. Then the halach is b'chamin aser, you're not allowed to bathe in hot water, b'tzoinin mutar. However, in cold water, you'd be allowed to bathe. So Rafram bar Papa said halach in the name of Rav Chizda, which is going to cover the majority of today's daf, and that is someone allowed to bathe on a tainus? He said it depends. What's the purpose of the tainus? Is the tainus about mourning? Kigoyin Tisha B'Av? Then aser bein b'cham bein b'tzayin. Not allowed to bathe in hot water. You're also not allowed to bathe in cold water. The chiddush, of course, is even in cold water, you wouldn't be allowed to bathe. If, however, it's a regular tainus sibur, not Tisha B'Av, nothing to do with Avelos, but rather the purpose of the tainus is simply for one to minimize the amount of pleasure that he has. That's why you're not eating. That's why you're not drinking. If that's the case, the only type of bathing you shouldn't do is the type of bathing that's going to give you pleasure. So you don't bathe in hot water, but cold water, being that it doesn't give you pleasure anyways, all it does is wash you, but there is no tainig element to it. So it's for that reason, mutter, it's going to be mutter. Amar Rav Idi Bar Rabban. So Rav Idi Bar Rabban said, I think I have a raya to what Rafram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chizda from our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, that they used to close the bathhouses during the fast when it didn't rain, when there was a tzara going on, and Bezdin had decreed fast. So one of the things they did was they closed the bathhouses. Now, Rav Idi Bar Rabban, that why did they only close the bathhouse? L'chura, they should have also made sure that nobody would be able to bathe in cold water. The bathhouses were where there was hot water. If it's aser on a tainus to bathe in hot water and in cold water, so why did they only make sure that the bathhouses where the hot water was shut? L'chura, they should have bathed the areas where there's cold water as well. Oh, must be it's a raya to what Rafram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chizda, specifically that kol shehu mishum tainig kegoin tainis sibur b'chamen aser, but b'tzoinin's mutter, and therefore the only thing they were worried about was the berachatzai. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya told Rav Idi Bar Rav and v'i b'tzoinin aser soichun asana horos mi boilei, I don't understand your dick. What did you want them to do? Meaning, maybe really it's aser to bathe in hot water and it's aser to bathe in cold water. You have a kasha, if that's the case, why did they only close the bathhouses? That was the only thing they could have closed. Where do people go if they want to bathe in cold water? You go to the river. You want them to close the river? There's no such thing. Abaya was saying it rhetorically. If it would be us to bathe in cold water, did you want them to close the river? That's obviously not possible. So the point is, said Abaya, maybe really it's us to bathe in cold water. The reason it only mentions that they would shut the merchatzais, because that's really the only thing you could do. I'm Rav Shesha, Brady Ravidi. So Rav Shesha, who was the son of Rav Idi, he was the son of the Rav Idi Bar Abin that said Afana Nami Tanina, so he came to the defense of his father. He said, Abba, father, Hochi Kogashale. Now I'll tell you where he was coming from. Mechti, he had a diuk in the Mishnah. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Asa Berchitzi, now let her bathe on a Taina Sibur. If that's the case, Noilan is a Merchatsoy Islamali. So he was bothered. So why then would the Tana of the Mishnah have to say that they used to shut the bathhouses? If you're not let her bathe, then it would seem obvious. Elulav Shmamino, Becham, and Asa Betsoinim Motor. Must be the Tana of the Mishnah was coming to say that the only thing that they were worried about was the Merchatsoy. Meaning, if the point of the Mishnah is to say, coming to say that they would shut the Merchatzoyes, it's obvious. I don't need the Tana Mishnah to say it. So it must be, it's not so much what the Tana is saying that we need to know, but it's what it's implied from what the Tana is saying that we need to know. Noilin is a Merchatzoyes, that's something that they shut. However, as opposed to everything else, maybe that they left open, and that is a raya to what Raphram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda, and that is, Kol Shehu Mishum Avel, Aser bein becham and bein betzoinin, kol shehum mishum tainig becham and aser betzoinin motor. So just to be clear, Raphram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda two chedushim, two halachas. The first halacha is negeya, a tainis, where the essence of the tainis is avelus. The one example of that is Tisha B'Av, where we're mourning churban beis hamikdash. The halacha that he said was that it's aser to bathe both in hot water and in cold water. The second halacha was that if you have any other tainus sibur, where the essence of the tainus is not related to avelus, but rather the essence of it is just to withhold pleasure, so then it would be also to bathe in hot water because that's pleasurable, but it would be mutter to bathe in cold water. And the Gemara said, Afananami Tanina, Rav Idi Bar Avin is the one that said it. His son came to his defense to explain it. But either way, Rav Idi Bar Avin said that there's a riot from the Mishnah. What was the riot from the Mishnah? That when there was a tiny Siba, they used to only shut the Merchatzoyes. It sounds like all other avenues of bathing were left open. Why? Because the Merchatzoyes were this hot water that they were worried about. But if you want to bathe in cold water, it's not a problem, because Kol Shum Mishum Tainig, it's actually going to be mutter to bathe in cold water. And this is an Afana Nami Tanina to what Raphram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda. But just to be clear, stating the obvious, the only thing it's a raya to is the second thing that Raphram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda. Meaning, Raphram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chisda said two halachas. First halacha was, Kol Shum Mishum Ovel, it's Aser Bechamen U'Betzoinen. Kol Shum Mishum Tainik, like your regular Tainik Zibur, Bechamen Aser, Betzoinen Mutter. Afana Nami Tanina, to the Seifa of Rav Chisda. The second thing Rav Chisda said, which is that if the reason you're fasting is because of Tainik Zibur, then the halacha is, it's going to be Mutter Betzoinen. That raya you have from our Mishnah. But you don't see from our Mishnah what the halacha is as it relates to an oval, stating that the Gemara now is going to bring three additional Mar Mekoimois from Braisos that seem to address this very discussion of Raphram Bar Papa in the name of Rav Chisda. Some are Rayas, other are Kashas. Some are going to focus on the first thing that Raphram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda. Others are going to focus on the second thing that Raphram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda. We'll go through it and then we'll Be'ezus Hashem recap. It says the Gemara, we can bring a raya to something that Rav Chisda said. Okay. Anyone that's obligated to Toivel is allowed to be Toivel. Bein b'Tisha B'Av, bein b'Yom Kippur. You're allowed to be Toivel on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to be Toivel on Yom Kippur. Meaning, even though Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bathe, but if someone's Chayiv Tfilo, someone has an obligation to be Toivel, that loch is he can be Toivel on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, B'mai, what are we talking about? Ilei me'bechamin, are we talking about hot water? Tfilo b'chamin mi'ika? Meaning, is this price is saying that if someone has an obligation to be Toivel on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, he's allowed to, even in hot water? So the Gemara says that suggestion is dead on arrival. It's not possible. You know why? Because says the Gemara, anytime you have a mikveh that has hot water, the Gemara says by definition it's going to be mayim shuvim. There's no way to have a kosher mikveh that has hot water. Now the Rishonim are all over this Gemara. Mechatesi, there would seem to be ways to naturally heat up a mikveh. But the Gemara assumes right now that if the mikveh has hot water, that means it's not rainwater, that means the water came through some sort of keli. If that's the case, it's going to be shuvim. So obviously we're dealing with cold water. Elo la betzoinet. So you see we're dealing with cold water. And you see that only chayvei tefilos are allowed to be toivel in cold water on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. We're going to focus on Tisha B'Av. But in a shachrina, someone that's not chayvei tefilos is not going to be able to. So what is this a raya to? Lema misayele. This is a raya to the first thing that Rav Chisda said, and that is kol shum mishum avel, that if somebody is fasting because of avelus, could go in Tisha B'Av, not only is it also to bathe in hot water, it's also also to bathe in cold water. Why? Because you see that only chayvei tefillos are allowed to be toivel. But someone that's not chayvei tefillos, he's not allowed to. Rav Chana bar Katina. Rav Chana bar Katina said no. The Olam, I'll tell you, maybe this Bryce is talking about hot water. Because cold water, maybe everybody's allowed to bathe in. Not like Rav Chisda. Aye, what's the kasha? If it's hot water, how do you have a kosher mikveh that has hot water? The chami tveria would be kosher for tefillah, and the chami tveria was hot. If that's the case, he commented in this brayse. He said, "Kedai hu beis alikenu la'abed olav tefillah pamachas b'shana." Rav Chanina Skanakihanim, who was moisen nefesh his whole life for the avoda in the beis hamikdash, as we've spoken about in the past. So Rav Chanina Skanakihanim said, one day, you can't go without tefillah. I understand there's an inyan of being toivel, but at the same time, it's Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av, we're mourning the Beis HaMikdash, and Kedai Hu Beis HaLikenu La'abed Olav Tefillah Pamachas B'Shana. Now, what's the kasha? V'i Amri B'Tzayin Mutter. If you're going to tell me that it's mutter to bathe in Tisha B'Av in a cold mikveh, anybody, then you're chetz b'tzaynin. That what's Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim saying that there's no way for you to be toivel? L'chura, you could be toivel anyways. You could be toivel in cold water. So says the Gemara, l'chura, it has to be that you can't bathe in cold water. Rav Papa said, no, it's not muchach, because it could be ba'asrud l'eshkiach tzaynin. Maybe Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim was talking about in a place where there's no cold water and all there is hot water. So you want to tell me you're going to go ahead and bathe in hot water? Why? Because of tefillah, kedayu beis alikeinu. That's what he said. La'abidol of tefillah achas. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that even though at first glance it seemed a little bit like maybe we have a raya to what Rav Chisda said from this braisa, but really we have no raya to Rav Chisda said. So again, just to do a mini recap now. So Rav Chisda said, Rav from Rapop is the one that said in the name of Rav Chisda, are you allowed to bathe on a tainus? It depends. If the tainus is mishum avel, it's aser bechamin and it's aser betzoinin. If the tainus is mishum tainug, it's a regular tainus sibur, then it's going to be aser bechamin, it's going to be mutter betzoinin. What's the difference? If it's avelus, you have to be dirty, avelus, you're not allowed to bathe. If it's mishum tainug, so you just can't have pleasure, hot water. If it's going to be cold water, it's not going to be a problem. And the Gemara so far took two stabs at trying to bring rayas to this halacha. One was to the second thing that Rav Chisda said. The other one was to the first thing that Rav Chisda said. The first one was to the second thing. And that is from our mission. It sounds like on the Taina Sibra, they used to only close the bathhouses. Oh, must be, because if you wanted to bathe in cold water on the Taina Sibra, it was mutter. That's a raya to that statement of Rav Chisda. That is kol shom mishom tainik b'tzoinin, it's going to be mutter. The second raya that the Gemara brought was from the first thing, or was to the first thing that Rav Chisda said. And that is, it sounds like chayvei tefillos are allowed to be toivel in a cold mikveh. But anyone else is not allowed to be toivel in a cold mikveh. That would be a raya that kol shum mishum avel. That price is talking specifically about Tisha B'Av. So you see, kol shum mishum avel, if you're dealing with Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that not only is it aser b'chamin, but it's aser b'tzoinin as well. So the first two tzushtels to Rav Chisda's halacha were rayas. The next two that the Gemara is going to bring is kashas, tashma, kisha amru, asa b'malacha, when Chazal said that on a tainus sibur, certain times you're not allowed to do malacha, like amru elabiyon. They said it's only asa to do malacha during the day, ava b'layla mutter. If you want to do malacha at night, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara in yesterday's daf, the pasuk in Yoel, kachu tzoim, kiru atzara. Kachu tzoim is a tzoim, that's a tainus. Kiru atzara, it's like atzeres, it's like a yontif. And just like a yontif is asa basiyas malacha, so to a tzoim, so to a tainus is asa basiyas malacha. What's the connection between a tzoim and a tainus? We said a pshat yesterday, maybe I'll pi Rav Gifta's famous var. But the point is, says the braisa, this that is an isa malacha, it's only during the day. At night, it's moter. Additionally, when we say that on a tainus sibur, certain times you're not allowed to wear shoes. Like Amr El Abir, it's only if you're in the city. Avo b'derech, but if you're traveling, mutter, it's going to be mutter. Hakeitzad, yoytzu l'derech, when you go out, noyel, you put on the shoes. Nichlas, you come back inside, chayleitz, you take the shoes off. Additionally, k'sha Amr Asa b'chitza, when we said that you're not allowed to bathe on a tainus sibur, like Amr El Kol Gufa, it's only your whole body you're not allowed to bathe. Avo pon of yodav raglov mutter, but pon of yodav raglov is going to be okay. V'chena tamoytze b'menudo ba'avon. Then the braisa ends with an important punchline, and that is everything that we just said. It's a malacha by day, not by night. It's an ilos hasandal when you're in the city, but if you're on the road, it's okay. Additionally, you're not allowed to bathe your whole body, but you are allowed to bathe your face, your hands, and your feet. This is all true for someone that's a menuda, someone that's a cherim, uba avel, and someone that's an avel. Now, the Gemara says, my love, this last line, v'chena tamoitza b'menuda uba avel, we don't know for sure, but it's definitely a reasonable assumption to say that akulu. It's going back on everything that the Braisa mentioned. The Braisa said Allah about melacha, about wearing shoes, and about bathing. And then it said, v'chena t'moitza b'menudo ba'aval. So the Gemara says, it definitely sounds from the simple reading of the Braisa, that last line, v'chena t'moitza b'menudo ba'aval, is going back on everything. The Gemara says, b'mayaskinon. Now, when we said that you're not allowed to bathe your whole body, but you're allowed to bathe panu yad v'raglav, what is it referring to? Ilei me'b'chamin is, doesn't mean hot water, panu yad v'raglav mishari. Are you allowed to wash panu yad v'raglav with hot water? Is an oval allowed to wash pun of yadav Ravlov with hot water? Rav Sheshes said oval also lahisha that's by bechamin. An oval's not even to put his finger into hot water. That's pashut then that an oval is not allowed to wash pun of yadav Ravlov with hot water. Elalav, if the brisna says v'chena tamoitze benudu ba'oval, so the halacha of washing pun of yadav Ravlov but not washing your whole body is referring to an oval. It can't be talking about hot water. Because if it's hot water, an oval's not allowed to wash panav yadav raglav. Must be it's talking about b'tzaynein. And if it's talking about tzaynein, then what do you see from here? That a person that's fasting during a tainus tzibur, it's going to be aser to bathe your whole body b'tzaynein. It's only going to be mutter to wash panav yadav raglav. And if that's the case, that's a kasha on Rav Chisda. So it's a little bit of a knetch, this Gemara, just to understand Pashup Shah. We have a Braisa. The Braisa is talking about a Tainas Sibur. The Iker Braisa is Tainas Sibur. It says Allah about Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha during the day, you can do Malacha at night. Simple. You're not allowed to wear shoes. That's only if you're home. If you're traveling, put on your shoes. And then it says Allah about bathing. You can't bathe your whole body, but you're allowed to bathe Pana Yadav Raga. So here's the question. Are we talking about hot water or cold water? Why does it matter? That's our sugya. We want to know, is this a tzushtel to Rav Chisda, or is it not a tzushtel to Rav Chisda? So the Gemara says, I have a raya talking about cold water. You know why? Because it says the same halachas that I just told you regarding someone that's fasting a tainus tzibur is true for an oval. Now, an oval, we know for sure, can't go near hot water. He can't even put his etzpah into hot water. Bal karchach then, it means cold water. Because it says he can do pun of yadav raglav. If it means cold water, so let's go back to the Iker part of the Braisa, not the oval part of the Braisa, the main part of the Braisa, the tiny Sibur part of the Braisa. And basically what the Braisa is saying is you're not allowed to bathe your whole body in cold water, but you're allowed to wash pun of the other Raglav in cold water. It's a kashan Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, kol shum mishum tainik b'cham in aser, b'tzoynin mutter. B'tzoynin mutter means you're allowed to bathe your whole body. Here it's mavur that you're only allowed to bathe pun of yadav v'raglav. Now notice, this whole kasha was predicated on a my love. My love akulu. It's predicated on the fact that when the Braisa says, v'chena t'moitza b'menudo ba'aval, it's going back on the whole Braisa. It's referring to everything we just said. It's referring to the halacha that the Braisa said regarding doing melacha on a tainus sibur. It's referring to the halacha, the Braisa, about wearing shoes on a tainus sibur. And it's for sure referring to, that's what we need, to the halacha about bathing. So you see that the halacha of bathing on tainus sibur is the same as the halacha of aval. An aval for sure can't wash pan yadav v'raglav b'chamin. Must be that it's talking about cold water. So you see clearly, only pan yadav v'raglav is mutter b'tzoynein on a tainus sibur, but your whole body not. But let's say I can tell you that line, v'chena t'moitze b'menudav aval, is not referring to bathing. It's only referring to doing melacha and wearing shoes. So that knocks out the whole kasha. Because you have no raya from the Braisa itself that we're talking about cold water. Lo'ilam, I can tell you we're talking about hot water. The whole raya is from the v'chena t'moitze b'menudav aval. And we have no raya that v'chena t'moitze b'menudav aval is referring to the whole Braisa. Maybe it's only referring to a select portion of the Braisa. So that's why when the Gemara, again, just pasha reading the Gemara, when the Gemara is presenting the kashno, it has to make an assumption first. My lava kulu. Because if you can argue on the my lava kulu, you just knocked out the whole kasha, which is in fact what the Gemara says. Lo'ilam, I'll tell you that the Braisa that says that someone that has a tiny sibur is not allowed to wash his whole body, but he's allowed to wash pani other raglav. It's referring to hot water. Because cold water, like Rav Chisda said, kol shum mishum tiny, but tiny, but you can wash everything. Udika kasha lecha v'chena t'moitza menudu ba'avil. It says in the Braisa, v'chena t'moitza menudu ba'avil. If it means hot water, an oval can't wash pani other raglav in hot water. An oval can't even stick his finger into hot water. When the Braisa says v'chena t'moitza b'menudah b'aval, it wasn't referring to the whole Braisa. It wasn't referring to every halacha. It was referring to the Shaira, the first halacha of the Braisa regarding melacha, the second halacha of the Braisa regarding wearing shoes, but not the third halacha regarding bathing. If that's the case, so you're not forced to say it's talking about cold water, or maybe really it's talking about hot water, and you have no kasha on what Rav Chisda said. Tashma, one final Tashma. To Omer Rab Abba HaKoyen, Mishum Rabbi Yosi HaKoin. So Rabbi Abba HaKoin said in the name of Rabbi Yosi HaKoin. Maisa, there was a story. Maisu, one of Shal Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina's sons died. Virochatz Betzoinein, and he bathed in cold water, kol shiva, all 7 days. This is a kasha on Rav Chisda, because you see clearly that an ovel is allowed to bathe in cold water. Again, Rav Chisda said that kol shehu mishum ovel, Tisha B'Av, or a real Ovel, the halacha is, not only is he not allowed to bathe in hot water, he's also not allowed to bathe in cold water. Here you see Mefurish, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina's sons died, and he bathed in cold water. So the Gemara says, there it was different. Hasan kishtachfu avel of hava. Notice, the Braisa says, Mesu Bonov, shall Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. He was sitting shiva, Rachman al-Slan, on two of his sons. And what happened was, he wasn't sitting shiva on them at the same time. One died, he sat shiva, and then tachfu aveilov. Immediately afterwards, he ended up sitting shiva again. And because the second one immediately followed the first, so Chazal were mekel during the second shiva, and that's why he was allowed to bathe in cold water. But ordinarily, Rav Chisda is gerecht that an ovel is not allowed to bathe in cold water. The Tanya, and this is a braisa, tachfu aveilov zeh chazeh. If someone is an ovel, one after the other, so then we're more mekel by the second aveilos. Number one, hichbit zayrif, his hair starts getting very long, mekel betar, he's allowed to trim it with a tar, umechabes ksusay b'mayim, and additionally, he's even allowed to wash his clothing. Amr Rav Chisda said that even though Chazal Mekel, it's only betar, you're allowed to use a tar, a gul meser, avaloy b'misperayim, you're not allowed to use scissors, b'mayim, you're allowed to use water, avaloy b'neser, you're not allowed to use mud, avaloy b'choil, you're not allowed to use sand. Rashi says you have to do it with a shinoi, but if you're going to do it without a shinoi, in that case, it's not going to be okay. Either way, just to recap what we just did, we began the daf with Rafam Bar Pop in the name of Rav Chisda, and that is someone that's fasting allowed to bathe, or is he not allowed to bathe? It depends. If the purpose of the fast is avelus, could go in Tisha B'Av, or someone that's really a novel, so then the halacha is he's not allowed to bathe bechamin, he's not allowed to bathe betzoin. He can't clean himself. If somebody is fasting mishum tainas sibra, like ruba of the fast, so then the halacha is bechamin, it's going to be aser. However, betzoinain, it's going to be mutter. So two halachas, halacha regarding a tainas that's mishum avel, and halacha that's regarding a tainas that's simply mishum tainig. And the Gemara brought four rayas from Mishnah / Braises as it relates to what Rav Chisda said. Of the four rayas, if you go through it again, two were rayas, two were kashas, and really the two rayas, one was a raya to the first thing Rav Chisda said, the other was a raya to the second thing Rav Chisda said. The two kashas, one was a kash on the first thing Rav Chisda said, the other one was a kash on the second thing Rav Chisda said. So sometimes you're learning a Gemara and the Gemara says Toshma, so you know what the Tashma is coming to address. Over here, there's four Tashmas, so to speak, proverbially speaking, and each Tashma is coming from a different angle. So we have to go through Rashi to see what the Gemara is trying to do. One is a Raya, one is a Kasha, one is a Raya on the first thing Rav Chisda said, the other is a Raya on the second thing Rav Chisda said, one's a Kasha on the first thing Rav Chisda said, the other is a Kasha on the second thing Rav Chisda said. Either way, Ad Kan Divri Rav Chisda. But the Gemara says that Rava also chimed into this discussion. Amar Rava said, Ava muta lirchaitz bitzoin in kolshiv. An oval is allowed to bathe in cold water, kolshiva, not like Rav Chisda. Meaning, an oval, certainly someone that's observing a fast that's mishum avelo, such as Tisha B'Av, he'd be allowed to bathe kolshiva. Sakta Yamara, midi dahava, abisra v'chamra. And how do I know that, said Rava? From the fact that you're allowed to eat meat and you're allowed to drink wine. An oval's allowed to eat meat and an oval's allowed to drink wine. So if you're allowed to eat meat and you're allowed to drink wine, so it's a meres that it should be okay for a person to bathe in cold water as well. Incidentally, from the Lashon HaGemara, midah d'havi abisra v'chamra, it would seem that Tisha B'Av maybe would not be okay. But that's a whole different discussion. So the Gemara meisave, I'll ask you a kasha. In abogris rashol l'navalos atzba b'mei ovalavia. A bogris, that's a girl that's 12 and a half years old, which in the times of Chazal means she was in shidduch age. So even when she's in avelos, she shouldn't be menavalos atzma. She shouldn't do anything to affect the way she looks because she's in shidduchim. It shouldn't affect her ability to get married. So we learn from here, ha naira rasha. It sounds like a naira isn't allowed to. So there's something that a person that's not of shidduch age can do or should do in terms of observance of avelos, a begeres that's in the age of Shaduchim, so she's not supposed to. The Gemara says, what exactly are we talking about? My labirchitza, we're probably talking about bathing. That the Begeris should bathe because of the Shaduch component, as opposed to a Naira, she's younger, she shouldn't bathe. Ubamai, what type of bathing? Do we mean hot water? In a bogus rasha, you're going to tell me A bagris is not allowed to withhold bathing from hot water. Meaning, a bagris is allowed to bathe in hot water. Amrav chizda, aval asal hayshet, that's by bechamin. An aval is not allowed to put a finger into hot water. That's pashut by geres. Would not be allowed to bathe in hot water. Elalab, it's lainin. Probably we're talking about cold water. So if that's the case, what do you see from here? That ordinarily, a aval is not allowed to bathe in cold water. It's dafka by geres that's allowed. It's akasha on Rava. Rava said, aval muta lirchaitz bitzainin kol shiva. V'chura, here you have a mefurish araya that the begeres is allowed to, but it's mashma, everybody else is not allowed to. This would have been a good raya to what Rav Chisda said. They see that really it's aser to bathe even in cold water, b'shas aveils. But we're not focusing on Rav Chisda, we're focusing on Rava. Rava said that muta lirchais betzayin and kol shiva, l'chura, you see from here that only the begeres is allowed to, but everybody else is really not allowed to. But the Gemara says, like, who said we're talking about bathing? Who said anything about merchitz? Who said anything about cold water, hot water, kichalu pirkas? We're talking about putting on makeup. Naira, someone that's not of shidduch should not put on any makeup, b'shas avelus, b'geres, because of the whole shidduch. So therefore, it's okay for her to do it. Zokti Gemara Leimim v'sayele, a raya to Rav. Again, what did Rava say? That an oval is allowed to bathe in cold water, kol shiva, the Amar Rab Abba HaKoyim, Mishum Rab Yosi HaKoyim, Aysa, U'meisai, bin Meisu, Banav Shol Rab Yosi, Rab Chanina. One of the four Tashmans that the Gemara brought on Amar Aleph. Rachatz, Betzayin, and Kol Shiva. So Reis Bechanina lost his sons, and he bathed in cold water. Kol Shiva. So L'chura, this would seem to be a raya to what Rava said. Mar says, Amri, there's no raya. Hasam, B'shetachvu, Avelos, Zachas. That's talking about where the two Avelos has happened one after another. Because they happened one after another, therefore we're being Mekel. The Tanya, Tachvu, Avelos, Zachas. If someone is a novel, then he's a novel again. Hich, Betzayin, Mekel, Betar. So then, if he needs to trim his hair, he could. He could even wash his clothing in water. Only using a tie, you can't use a scissor. If you want to use water, you can use water, but you can't use nasi, you can't use chal, you can't use detergent, you can't do it in the regular way. You would have to do it with a shinoi. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, Rava was of the opinion that an oval is allowed to bathe in tzoynein called shiva, and the Gemara brought two toshmas to Rava. Stating that, we're still not finished. Ikeda Amri, there was another lishna of Rava. So we have version 1 of Rava, now we have version 2 of Rava. Version 2 of Rava is Amar Rava, Avel Asa Betzoinin Kol Shiva. An Avel is Asa Betzoinin Kol Shiva, like Rav Chisda. An Avel is not allowed to bathe in cold water all 7 days. Maishno says the Gemara Mibasaviyayin. When Rava said his halacha on Amar Aleph that it's mutter, he said, just like Basaviyayin, Avel is allowed to eat Basu, he's allowed to drink wine, so Lachur, he should be able to bathe in cold water as well. So now Rava is saying that he's not allowed to, so Maishno Mibasaviyayin. So the Gemara says, Hasam Lefchudei. Now there's a difference. Person that eats basar, he drinks wine, he's not doing it for pleasure. He's doing it pasha to take away some of the tsar. It's more right? It's more of a concept of nichum, but it's not pleasure. Bathing is about pleasure, and therefore it's more chamer. So the Gemara is too. The raya and kasha that we had for Rav in the first lishna is going to be reversed now in the second lishna. A begeres is not allowed to be menavel herself. A naira rasha, but a naira is allowed to be menavel. If you're talking about hot water in a begeres rasha, a begeres is not allowed to not bathe in hot water. Meaning a begeres is allowed to bathe in hot water. Rav Chizda, said, "Avel asal hishet that's by chamin. Avel's not even put his finger into hot water. So how can you tell me begeres allowed to bathe? Elab tzoynin must be its tzoynin. So you see clearly that only a begeres is allowed to bathe in tzoynin, but anyone else is not allowed to bathe in tzoynin. So in the first lishon, this was a kasha on Rava. The second lishon is a raya to Rava. The Gemara says, "Lekichol pirchos." That halacha begeres has nothing to do with bathing. It's talking about makeup. Amar Rav Chizda, said, "Zoysay meres." You see from here, avel aser betachpoises kol shiva. You see that an avel is not allowed to wash his or her clothing. How do you know that? So Rashi says, from the fact that we just said that an oval is not allowed to put on makeup, so if you can't put on makeup, you also can't wash your clothing. The hilcha, so what's the halacha after all this? Oval also lircha, it's called gufa, and oval is not allowed to bathe his body, entire body. Be mecham, be mitzayne. Kol shiva, like Rav Chisda said on Amud Aleph, like Rav in the second Lishna, avopana yada v'raglov, bechamin aser bitzayne mutter. Avalosuch, if you want to smear oil, afilu kolshu aser, even a little bit as aser, then la'avra sazuama, if you're doing it to remove some dirt, mutter, in that case, it's going to be mutter, and adkan, this concludes the first part of the daf. Zok de gemara vaita, tzloisa de tanisa, heichi matkirinon. So, on a tainis, we insert a special tefillah. That's ma'ina ma'ira, it discusses what the day is all about. We know what the tefillah is. It's called Tefillah Saneinu. Rashi quotes it as Tfilas Tainis, one word, Aneinu. And Tfilas Aneinu is inserted into Tfilah, and the Gemara now is going to talk a little bit about it. So the Gemara says, Tzloisa de Tanisa Hecha Mat Karina. Where exactly are you supposed to put it in? Ad Berei Rav Yehuda L'Rav Yitzchak Berei. So Rav Yehuda told the son of Rav Yitzchak, V'darash, Yochid Shekibel Olav Tainis, Mespal Shal Tainis. A Yochid that's Mekabel Tainis, sounds like he's taking on a personal tainus. He should say Tfilas Aneinu. The Heichan Oimra, where in Shemayin Esrei should he include it? Ben Goyal Leroyfe. So after Re'eino, Baruch Atah Hashem Goyal Yisrael, before Rifa'enu, that's where you're supposed to insert it. Maskaflar of Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak asked the Kasha, V'chi Yochid Kaveya Bracha La'atzmai. This is a Yochid we're talking about. A Yochid is Kaveya his own Bracha? A Tzibur I understand. But a Yochid? A Pashup Shah, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara was discussing a Yachid Shekibel Olav Tainis. So this is a Yachid who's being Mekabel his own Tainis. You want to be Mekabel Tainis, Memel. You want to say Tfilas Aneinu? I hear that as well. But you're going to go ahead, you're going to be Mekabel Tainis, you're going to say Tfilas Aneinu, you're going to make up your own bracha? You can add a bracha to Shemayin Esrei? A Yachid can't do that. V'chi Yachid kaveh bracha la'atzmai elam Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak said, v'shemeya tefila, you're supposed to insert it into shemeya tefila. V'chein amar Rav Sheshes said the same thing. V'shemeya tefila, you're supposed to insert it into shemeya tefila. Freik the Gemara meisfei. I'll ask you a kasha. Ein ben Yachid letzibur elo. Shezem espalo shmoyne esrei, v'zem espalo cha esrei. There's no difference between a Yachid and a tzibur on a fast day. Rather, the Yachid davens 18 brachas, Hishmein Esrei, and the Tzibur's is 19 brachas. Incidentally, Rashi speaks out over here that when we say Shmein Esrei, it's a little bit of a misnomer, right? We say this a lot. Shmein Esrei literally means 18 brachas, but really Shmein Esrei is made up of 19 brachas. But we call it Shmein Esrei as if the 19th bracha, which is V'lam al Shinim, somehow doesn't count in the Cheshvan. So Rashi says it's because V'lam al Shinim B'Yavna Tiknu was instituted in Yavna, as opposed to the rest of Shemayin Esrei, was hundreds of years earlier by the Anshe Knesset HaGadol, since it means that it was instituted later, so somehow it doesn't always make the cut. So when we say 18 and 19, it's minus V'lam al Shinim. It's really 19 and 20. But either way, Ein Bein Yochel Tzibur, when it comes to a Tainis, Elo Shezem Espalo Shmoyne Esrei, V'zem Espalo Chayesh. Zok the Gemara, my Yochel, my Tzibur. What does this price mean when it says Yochel and Tzibur? Ilim Yochel Mamesh V'Tzibur, Shliach Tzibur. When we say Yochel, maybe it means the Yochel. And when we say Tzibur, it means the Shliach Tzibur. Freik the Gemara, Shliach Tzibur, Hani Chayesh. Does the Shliach Tzibur only say 19? Meaning, what would be the 19th? Aneinu. Esrim va'arbahavo. He says 24. Now, this is really based on the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak, where we're going to get into all the additional brachas that were added during Shmoyne Esrei on a fast day. But the Gemara says, you can't tell me that Tzibur 19 means the Shliach Tzibur, because the Shliach Tzibur used to add 6. He used to say 24. Elalav achikamer. Must be the Braisa that says Yochid and Tzibur means as follows. Ein ben Yochid the Kibel Olav Tainis, Yochid. Li Yochid she Kibel Olav Tainis Tzibur. They both mean Yochid. We don't mean the Shliach Tzibur. There's no reason a Yochid who's being Mekabel Tainis Yochid versus Tzibur as in Tainis Tzibur, but a Yochid. El Shazem is Baal Shmein Esrei, the Zem is Baal Shah Esrei. That the Yochid that's Mekabel Tainis Yochid would say 18 brachas, and the Yochid that was Mekabel Tainis Tzibur would say 19 brachas. Shemaim Yinon, if that's the case, you see for me, Yochid Keveya, Bracha La'atzmai. You see that a Yochid is Keveya, Bracha La'atzmai. And this is somehow supposed to be a Kasha. Now the truth is, we have to stop for 1 second and just chazer over what we just said, because all the Rishonim say, I don't understand what the Kasha is. We started off with a discussion. So when you answer Tfilas Aneinu, we are supposed to say Tfilas Aneinu. So the Gemara says this was a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and his son, and Rabbi Yehuda told the son, Yochid Shekibel Olav Tainis, Mispalel Shel Tainis. What he should do is, he should be Mispalel Shel Tainis, okay, Veheichon Oimra, and where should he say it? He should say it between Goyal L'Roife. He should add his own bracha. So Rav Yitzchak asked the kasha, V'chni Yochid, Kaveya bracha la'atzmai? No way, Yochid can't make up an own bracha. Rather, what you should do is, you should do it during Shemei Tfil. Meisvein, the Gemara is asking a kasha on Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said that a Yochid can't be Kaveya bracha la'atzmai. The Yochid has to say the bracha middle Shemei Tfilo. I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa. The braisa says, Ein bein Yochid letzibur elo. This one's 18 and this one's 19. And the Gemara says, after further review, what does it mean? The Yochid is 18 and the Tzibur is 19. They're both a Yochid. When a Yochid's saying his own tefillah, it's 18. When a Yochid is part of a tiny Tzibur, so then it's going to be 19. Is a Raya that what? that you're kaveh your own bracha? No. You see a kaveh your own bracha when you're part of a taina sibur. But if it's a yochid doing his own thing, you see faker. You see that really it's supposed to be 18. So how is this a meisve on the last shita that says that you're supposed to say your middle shemei tefillah? It's not a meisve. This is a raya l'chura to that shita. So the Rishonim asked the kasha, and the Rishonim say that you see that really when the Gemara said, v'chiyachid kaveh bracha la'atzmai, the Gemara didn't mean because it's a tainas yachid. The Gemara meant a yachid can't be kaveh bracha la'atzmai. And the reason you would have to say in middle Shemei tefillah is because a yachid has no right, even if he's saying a tefillah for a tainas sibur, to have his own bracha. And therefore the Gemara asks Akasha that based on our understanding of the Braisa, l'chura, it comes out that a yachid that's davening by a tainas sibur is kaveh bracha la'atzmai. Hence it's a meisve. So again, what's the kasha? The kasha is that we had Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, v'chenom Rav Sheshes, that When do you say tefillah sanenu? What we do? You say in the middle shemei tefillah. You don't make up your own bracha. You don't say a special bracha, but rather you say in the middle shemei tefillah. The Gemara's kasha is from a brisa. The brisa says ein bein yachid letzibur elo shezem espalo shmoy nesrei vezem espalo tisha esrei. And the Gemara assumes for sure what does yachid and tzibur mean. Yachid means a yachid that's saying anenu because of a tainus yachid. And sibur means a yachid that's saying tefillas anenu because it's a tainus sibur. But at the end of the day, if a yachid is saying tefillas anenu because it's a tainus sibur, he would have his own bracha. So you see clearly, sometimes you make your own bracha. But the Gemara says loy. That assumption, the way we're teaching the Braisa is not muchach. Loy l'meim l'chosh shliach tzibur. Maybe when the Braisa says, ein bein yachid letzibur, elosh, v'zem espalo shmoy nesri, v'zem espalo chayesri, yachid means a yachid, whether it's a tainus yachid or it's a tainus sibur. And tzibur means the shliach tzibur. What was the problem? Why did we say it can't be the shliach tzibur? The kasha l'chol shliach tzibur asim v'arba matzli. The kasha was shliach tzibur does 24 brachas. So if he does 24 brachas, it's not 19. So the Gemara says, begimel tainis rishoyin it's leka asim v'arba. We know that the fasts that were instituted when things were not going well were instituted in three phases. There were the first three, then there were the next three, and then there were the last seven. And the fast intensified. This that there were 24 brachas that the Chazan used to say, says the Gemara, that maybe wasn't true by the first three. This Bryce is maybe talking about the first three. So the first three, the Yochid that's davening, Tfilas Aneinu, will always incorporate it into Shemei Tfilah. Like Rav Yitzchok said and like Rav Shesha said. We have a Bryce that says, the Tzibur says 19. We assume the Tzibur means a Yochid davening Tfilas Tzibur. Says, no, that's not what it means. Not a yachid by a tiny tzibur. It means the shliach tzibur. Shliach tzibur is a different ma'isa. Shliach tzibur, I thought it was 24. Yeah, later it's going to become 24. But we're handling now the beginning. Right now, it's only Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin. We're still hopeful that by the time Chanukah comes, it's going to be knocking rain. So if that's the case, at this point, we're not yet doing the 24 brachas. And really, that's referring to the shliach tzibur. That the shliach tzibur, before he did 24 brachas, he did 19. But the Gemara says it can't be. Veloy. So you're going to tell me, basically, that the first three tiniest, you didn't have the 24 brachas. V'ein ben k'tani. It says, ein ben gimel rishoynes l'gimel l'mtzoy. It's a different braisa. There's no difference between the first three and the second three. Elo sheb'elo mutar ma'asiyas malacha. U'be'elo asurim ma'asiyas malacha. The only difference between the first three fasts and the second three fasts was malacha. First three, you were allowed to do malacha. Second three, you weren't allowed to do malacha. Halachaf da'al zev zeshavim. It sounds like as it relates to the brachas, it's the same. Now, we're assuming now that the 24 brachas you already had by the second set. And if ein ben, the first and the second set, other than malacha, so that would therefore imply that the first set, you also had the 24. So you see clearly that when it comes to the 24 Zevet Zeshavim, and you had the 24 by the first set. And if that's the case, when it says Tzibur, it can't mean the Shliach Tzibur, because the Shliach Tzibur is 24. It must be it's the Yachid, so we have the Kasha back. Mara says no. Really, the first three tiniest, there were no 24. I ain bain, ton of a shire. True, the price is sounds like ain bain. The only difference in the first thing and the second three is whether you could do work or not. But really, there's other differences, such as, first three, you don't have the 24 brachas for the shliach tzibur. The second three, you do. But the Gemara says, ton of a shayir, my shayir, the high shayir. You can't just say that when it says, ein bein, we left something out. If we know for sure you left something else out, it's okay, then we could say maybe you left this out also. But what else are we aware of that was left out? Vesu, and besides, for ein bein k'tani. Ein bein doesn't really give you that much gray area. Ein bein sounds like there is no difference other than this. Ella, the Gemara says a different k'nech. Tana bi yisurei kamayri, betfilas loy kamayri. La'olam, I'll tell you, there were not 24 brachas during the first three tanesim. I ein bein. Could be the ein bein wasn't discussing tefillah. Ein bein as it relates to Isurim. In the world of Issa v'Heter, ein bein other than Malacha. You want to know if there's differences? There are differences. We're not talking about those differences, such as tefillah. Or you could tell you a different teretz. Maybe I'll tell you it's true. Ein bein, the first three and the second three, other than malacha. So whatever the tefillah was during the second three, the tefillah was the first three. But who said that during the second three tefillahs, they said the chavdalid brachas? Maybe the chavdalid brachas didn't really start until the third set. Until the last seven. So it's true. Ain bain between the first set and the second set. Aye, what do you mean? The chav dalet? There was no chav dalet during the second. For the Marz of Eloy, is that true? But Tanya learned to the right. Ain bain gimel shnias, l'shev achroinis, elosh elam asrim v'noilos achanuyos. The only difference between the second set and the third set, meaning the second, which was the second set of three, and the seven was... They used to blow shofar during the seven, and they used to close the stores during the seven. Holochol the reims avez hashavan. But you see, as it relates to everything else, they were the same. Now, if there was for sure 24 by the seven, so if there was 24 by the seven, then there has to be 24 by the second set. V'chitei mehachin nami tana v'shayir. So maybe you'll tell me no. Maybe that one was tana v'shayir. Meaning, when we say aim bain between set two and set three, really there are other nafkaminas, but it was tana v'shayir. But the Gemara says v'aim bain tani. It says aim bain tani. V'tizbara, but the Gemara says, one second. You're worried about the V'ein Bein? Ein Bein Dafka? Is that really Dafka V'ashayir Teva? The second and the third, we have a shir. We know for sure that Tana did leave something else, and that is the Teva. Rashi says that by the last set, they used to bring out the Bima into the Rechoiva ear, and they made a big deal about that, as we're going to learn. The second set didn't have it. So you see clearly that there's another difference that was omitted from the aim bain between sets two and three. So if that's the case, you have no raya from the fact that we omitted the 24 brachas. But the Gemara says, "Imishum teva lav shiuru." I don't think teva is a shiuru because mila ditzniyah katani mila before hasi like katani. It could be the aim bain was focusing on things that were done privately, but tzniyas, it's not discussing the things that were done before hasi. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, "Masnisa nami deka." By the way, I have a raya from the Mishnah also. A raya to what? We just said a lot of things. A raya that the first set and the second set were the same as it relates to the 24 brachas. Why? Diktani, the Mishnah said, that was the Mishnah that we learned, on Yud Beis Amid Beis, Ma Elu Yisayrus Al Rishonis. What was the difference between the second set and the first set? Elosh Elam Asriyim V'Noyelon Asachanu. Oh, that was the difference between the third and the second. Shem Elam Asriyim V'Noyelon Asachanu. The third set, they would blow Shofar and they would close the Chanuis. Ava B'chol Devreim Zev Zashav, and it sounds like for everything else, it was the same. So Rav Ashi said, the Mishnah said, Ma Elu Yisayrus. Doesn't say Ein Bein, but it means like Ein Bein. The Mar Savchitei Mahachi Nami Tan V'Shayer. Maybe that's not a Raya either, because maybe Tana V'Shayir, just like Ein Bein was saying Tana V'Shayir, maybe this is also Tana V'Shayir, but V'ha Ma'elu K'tani. But it says the word Ma'elu. The Gemara says, V'tizbra, Ma'elu Dafka. You're going to tell me Ma'elu is Dafka? V'Shayir lo Teva. We for sure left out Teva. So the Gemara says, Imi Shum Teva Lav Shiyuruhu. So Rav Ashi said, no, Teva is not a Shir. Mishum de Kachashulab Idich Perka. Because Teva is mentioned in the next parak. When the Mishnah says Ma'elu, it's referring to things that we're talking about already. The things that were mentioned in this parak. In this parak, that's the only difference. You want to know if there are other differences? There are other differences. Other differences that are mentioned in a different parak. So once you said that, Esrim Varba, Nami Lav Shiuruhu, it could be the whole 24 is not a shir either. Diktani Lab Idach Perak, because that wasn't mentioned in our parak. And because it wasn't mentioned in our parak, it could be our Ein Bains over here are not really discussing this. So the Gemara says, whoa, my havi Allah. What's the bottom line? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Sasratoi v'chein Amar Rav Chiba Rashi Amar Rav Ben Goyel Roifa. You want to know where you say Anenu between Goyel v'Roifa. You add a separate brach. Rav Ashi Amar Shmei Rav Yanai Bereid Rav Yishmol b'Shemei Tefila. You say by Shemei Tefila. Okay, so even after all this, we still need another resolution. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? V'shemei tefila. So just to, again, this Gemara had a lot of cheshbon. We're not going to recap the whole Gemara, chapter and verse. But just what the Gemara did from high level was actually very interesting, because this is something the Gemara does sometimes. We started off with a discussion. The discussion was, you say anenu. Everybody knows that. Where exactly are you supposed to say anenu? Where do you insert anenu? Just for example, Yalav Yava and Rish Chodesh. So you say it after it's say, before the Sechazena. Ala Nisim, that you say in Chanukah and Purim. So you say it after Moedim. Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem, Amelech HaKodesh, Amelech HaMishpat, right? Things that get inserted into Shemayin Esrei, that they have their location of where they're supposed to be inserted. Now, we had a discussion over here, where do you say Anenu? And there were two options. One option was say the middle of Shemayat Tefillah, just submerge it in Shemayat Tefillah. Another option was make it its own bracha. And if you're going to make it its own bracha, it's going to be between Goyal Yisrael and Rifma'inu. And that was the Shaila, and it was a Machloikas Amiram, what you're supposed to do. But somehow, the whole discussion of the Gemara flipped. It went into a completely different direction. What were we discussing? We were discussing that the Mishnah is going to say later that by the last set of fasts for a Tainas Tzibur when there was no rain, so they used to add to the Shemayin Esrei 6 extra brachas. The Chazaras, the Shatz had an extra 6 extra brachas. And the Gemara had a whole discussion. Was that only for the last set of 7? What about the earlier 10 Esim? What about the first set? What about the second set? And we had a ganze halba amid of Cheshbin Gemara back and forth, some repetition, where we're discussing that shail. So how do we go from the shail of where you say Anenu to whether the Shliach Tzibur said 24 brachas during the first and the second set of the Tainias? The reason is because the Gemara thought it had a brisa that maybe could be machriya the shaila of where exactly you're supposed to say Anenu. The brisa was Ein bein yochel le tzibur elo shezem espalo shmoyne esrei v'sem espalo tesha esrei. And the Gemara says, I have two ways how you can read this brisa. One way is Ein bein yochid letzibur, ein bein a yochid that's davening Shmei Nesrei to the shliach tzibur that's davening Shmei Nesrei. That when the shliach tzibur davening Shmei Nesrei, he says 19 brachas. Another way to read it is that the yochid and the tzibur are really both a yochid. The yochid is called a yochid in this brisa when he's fasting a tainus yochid, and he's called a tzibur in the brisa when he's fasting a tainus tzibur. L'may nafkemina, if the whole brisa is talking about yochid, that would mean that when the yochid is fasting a tainus tzibur, he says 19 brachas. You add a bracha vanenu. That's a raya. You'd say it in between re'ei and rifa'enu. If, however, the brisa's tzibur means the shliach tzibur, so then could be the yachid always says 18. That's the first part of the brisa. Ein ben yachid letzibur. The tzibur is referring to the shliach tzibur. Now, what does it depend on? How to read this brisa? It depends on, did the shliach tzibur ever only say 19 brachas? We know he said 24 brachas, but we know he said 24 brachas by the third set. What about the first set? What about the second set? So really, depending on how you machriya the second shayla, that's going to dictate how you machriya the first shayla. So we start off with a shayla when you say anenu, and from there, we went to a whole different shayla, a derivative machlaikis, where we're suddenly discussing something completely different. We're discussing whether the shliach tzibur said 24 brachas during the first and the second set of tainias. What does one have to do with the other? It has a lot to do with each other. But notice, the Gemara took a left turn where you start the Gemara, you end up like, had we end up here, that's how we ended up there. Because the Gemara had a braisa that technically could be machriya, the shaila that the Gemara is discussing. It depends on how you learn the braisa. How you learn the braisa, that depends on a whole half of Amid Gemara, whether there were 24 brachas for the shliach tzibur during the first two sets of Tanesim, or there were not 24 brachas during the first two sets of Tanesim. So as it relates to today's raid, we'll lighten it up a little bit. And that is, so we just discussed, the latter part of the daf, discussed Tfilas Aneinu. And it's mavur in the Gemara that when you fast, whether it's a Tainas Yachid or it's a Tainas Tzibur, the Yachid, the Shliach Tzibur, we insert a special tefillah. It's called Tfilas Aneinu. It's machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's supposed to be a bracha for itself or whether it's supposed to be incorporated in Shemeya Tefillah. One thing is clear. We say Tfilas Aneinu. Not only do we say Tfilas Aneinu, but we say Tfilas Aneinu during Tfilas Mincha. You don't say Aneinu during Shachris. You certainly don't say it during Ma'ariv the night before. We say Tfilas Aneinu only during Mincha. Now, the disclaimer is the Shliach Tzibur, of course, says Tfilas Aneinu during Shachris. But the Yachid that's davening, he only says Tfilas Aneinu during Mincha. So the question is why? On Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalav Yavai. You say Yalav Yavai Ma'ariv. You say it Shachris. You say Mincha. So why is Aneinu any different? Why do we only say Tfilas Aneinu by Mincha? So the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tainis, this is in Simen Tov Kuf Samachay, Sifkot and Gimel. Yesh Oimrim, She'ein HaYochid Oimra Aneinu Ki Im B'Mincha. Yesh Oimrim, that the Yochid only says Aneinu by Mincha. Why? Shema Yoichzenu Bulmus, V'Nimtza Shakrim B'Tfilasa. Because we're concerned that maybe the person has every intention to fast, but ultimately, he won't be able to fast. He's going to have an oinus, yoichzenu bulmus. And if that's the case, it's going to come out he was a shakrim b'tfilasa. Because he davened aneinu, b'yoim tzoyim taniseinu, and it's going to come out that he's not even fasting. So because it's going to come out he's not even fasting, nimtza shakrim b'tfilasa. So it's for that reason, he is not allowed to say aneinu during shachris. Aval shliach tzibur says the Shulchan Aruch, oimet. Shliach tzibur could say it by shachris. Why? Because the Shliach Tzibur, when he says Chazar HaShatz, in theory what he's doing is he's being Moitzi the Oilam, even though today that's not what's happening, but the way it was instituted initially was that he's going to be Moitzi everybody, and being that what he's doing is he's being Moitzi everybody, so it comes out that The shliach tzibur then represents the kol. In the kol, for sure, there's going to be somebody that's fasting. So the yachid, you don't know if he's going to fast. Therefore, don't say aneinu by shachris. If you already made it to mincha, so now we're feeling much better about this. And as a result, you can go ahead and say tefilas aneinu. But by shachris, don't say it because he might not fast. The shliach tzibur does because it's efshir, it's inevitable that somebody in the kol is going to be fasting. I saw an interesting ha'ara in the Sefer Turvarekis. So just a little bit of an introduction. Who exactly was the Turvarekis? So the Turvarekis was a Yid whose name was Reb Chaim HaKoyen. Reb Chaim HaKoyen was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital. Lived in the 16th century, 17th century. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital. He lived in Aleppo in Syria. And he wrote a sefer, he wrote many svarim, but one of the svarim that he wrote was called Turvarekis. It was recently reprinted. It was out of print for a little while. It was recently reprinted in Tofshin Pei Aleph. It's a fascinating sefer. The reason it's fascinating is because it's a sefer on Shulchan Aruch. It's on Eruch Chaim, almost the whole Eruch Chaim. It's a sefer on Shulchan Aruch al Derech HaKabbalah. So it's mamish Teres Nistar on Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like a Tarti Desasri. But it's a Pirish al Pi Kabbalah on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you read the introduction to the Sefer Turvarekis, it's absolutely mesmerizing. He says, and this is literally him writing in his own words, he says that there was a time that he wanted to print his Sfarim. This was something that he wanted. He wanted to print his Sfarim, and he made different attempts to have them printed in Italy, and for whatever reason, it was taking very long, and it wasn't working out. It wasn't playing out the right way. So he decided, he did, he decided that he's going to take all his ksavim and he's going to go by himself and he's going to print his svarim. So he says, we were in the middle of the sea and all of a sudden we got to an area and we realized that it was a little bit dangerous. And sure enough, I'm skipping a little bit, Gavri Yadha Arelim Aleinu. The Arelim, they came and they attacked our ship. He was attacked by pirates. Us, Beroisi, I saw ki of the tikva, I realized that they were going to kill me. I was dead. There was no way I was going to make it out alive. So I made a very, very difficult decision. I decided that I'm going to leave my ksavim on the boat. There was no way they would be saved. And I'm going to try to save myself. So he writes that he jumped into the ocean and he literally had a miracle. Daf shel svina nizdam nolai. He had a moifis and somehow he was able to make it out alive. But he says when he came to shore, he was so grateful for the fact that he had survived. But at the same time, he had such agmas nefesh. He had such chalishas adas. He said he took 20 years of writing svarim and of ksavim. And he wanted so badly to print it. That's where he was going. He was a holich dvar mitzvah. And he said he had terrible chalishas adas. He says, it was marilisha avdu kol asfarim. Lo nishar ela echod behem. Ani mole holachti. I left mole. Verekam heshivani. But I came down empty. He says, and he writes how he would cry, Kinnis, mamish day and night. Because 20 years I was working on trying to put these svarim together. And he said, I davened and I said, you know, maybe something's going to happen. He says, finally, he said he was mesval to the Eivishta. He says, I know there's no way I'm going to get the ksavim back. Where am I going to get them? But maybe the Eivishta will give me the ability to remember what I wrote. And I'm going to sit down, I'm going to try to write mitoich hazikaren. And he said, v'kachava. He sat down, and he rewrote 20 years of ksavim mitoich hazikaren. That's the story of Reb Chaim HaKoyen, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital. It's fascinating, just the wealth of Jewish history that exists. But this is the story of the Sefer Turvarekis. So the Turvarekis, this is Torah Lomadati Ba'af of Reb Chaim HaKoyen, a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital, and he says that this is Torah that he was Makabel from Reb Chaim Vital, which is Torah that he was Makabel from the Arizal. So I recently got a hold of the Sefer, Be'ezus Hashem. Hopefully we'll have the schus to use it and quote from it. But for now, I saw one ha'ara. Short ha'ara, was a long introduction for a short ha'ara. One ha'ara on this halacha here in Simon Tovkuf Sad Nechei. He says, he's very, very bothered with this. He says, so we don't say anenu by shachris. Why not? Because we're worried, shema yoichzenu bulnis, v'nimtza shachrim b'tfilase. He says, achab tzvei kashas. Number one, shema yoichzenu bulnis. Sounds like a milsa d'lei shchicha. How often is that going to happen? So for a milsa d'lei shchicha, we're going to be mevatel saying tefillas aneinu by shachris. You're supposed to say aneinu by shachris just like you say yalav yavav by shachris. Imagine, no yalav yavav by shachris. It's Rosh Chodesh. I know, but there's a cheshbon. What do you mean? It's Rosh Chodesh. Say yalav yavav. We're going to say alanisim now for 8 days. You say alanisim by every tefillah. It's Chanukah. So you say alanisim. So why wouldn't you say aneinu? Shema yechzenu bumis. He says, va'oid. And here's the punchline of his kasha. He says, Chazal say, Chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenes v'lo yasoy, mala olav akosov, ki ilu asoy. If someone wants to do a mitzvah and he's an oynis, it's as if he did it. So what are you worried about? Person shachris wakes up in the morning. He has every intention of fasting. He's a chishev lasis mitzvah. If he's a misha achzoy bulmus now of Masechta's Gittin fame, if that's what's going to happen, so he's an oynis. So if he's an oynis, so no, oynis rachmano patre. Chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenes v'lo yasoy. And not only is he rachmano patre, it's kilu asoy. He fasted. He did fast. That's mala olava kosov kilu asay. That's what it means. We always speak out the Torah from the Chassam Sofer. He always talks about this. Chishev lasis mitzvah. You literally did the mitzvah. So he says, if you did the mitzvah, I anyways fasted. So ma harash hagodol, the chazal mevatel, saying tefillah shachris, and he blibes sorachin on this cash. Blibes sorachin on this cash. Oh, but that's the erish the cash. That tefillah samincha is the only time you say, and you don't say by shachris. Why? Shema yoichzenu bulmis, v'nimtza shakrim betfilosis. We have the kashes of Reb Chaim HaKohen, where he says, number one, it's a mussel l'shchicha, you would think, and number two, at the end of the day, chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasoy, ma'alol v'akosov kilu asoy. Another R is, the Gemara said on Daf Yud Beis, this was in yesterday's Daf, that if somebody fasts, he has to be makabel tainus. When are you makabel tainus? Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Machloik is Rishonim had on this name, the Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. But Pashup Shatwe, Rashi explains it is, Rav says, b'mincha. Shmuel said, b'tfilas ha-mincha. Rav said b'mincha, it has to be during the zman of mincha. It has to be in the afternoon. Shmuel said it has to be b'tfilas ha-mincha. It has to be literally while you're davening mincha. It would seem again that there's some connection between a fast and between mincha. And just to make the point a little bit starker, another Gemara that we learned together on Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says b'mei Rav Zeira, gozru gzeira. There was a gzeira. V'gozru d'loy l'meisa b'tanisa. The gzeira had a gzeira. Betoich ha-gzeira. I mean, there was a gzeira. And then they said that, we know the Jews, they have a secret weapon. When there's a gzeira, they fast. No, then there was a gzeira, not allowed to fast. Amlu Rav Sneiris, Rav Zeira told the Olam, nekable ilavon, be mekabel the tainus, ulchibot la-gzeira leisme, you'll be loyve u'pere. But right now, be mekabel the tainus. Now accept. Amri lemen no lechaha. What do you mean? If we're not fasting, why would we be mekabel the tainus? Amlu hudichsev. No, the pasuk says, vayoymer elai al tira Daniel. Ki min ayoym arisho in ashe nosates lipcha lohoven ulesanis lefnei alikecha nishmu udvarecha. As soon as you took it upon yourself to fast, as soon as you made a kabbalah to fast, at that point, nishmu udvarecha. So Rav Zeira said that you see, just the kabbalah to fast is already something. If the kabbalah satainus has to be bizman mincha, it sounds like because there's a connection between the tainus and the mincha. So there seems to be some very strong connection between Tainus and Mincha. Number one, Anenu we say by Mincha. The Pashup Shat we know. It's Shema Yechzeinu Bulmas. Kabbalah Satainus also has to be by Mincha. And by the way, what's the Pashup Shat in that? So Rashi says, because you have to be Makabalit Samuch to the Tchila Satainus. But it sounds like maybe on a deeper level, there's more. And that is there's some inherent connection between Tainus and Tchila Samincha. So Ulai, maybe you can say Pshat, based on something we spoke about a long time ago. That is, the Ramami Pano in Maimer Chikar Adin. This is in Chelek Revi, it's Perigimel. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Adam that you're not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Vayitzav Hashem Alikim Ala Adam Leimer. Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Teichel. You could eat from any fruit in the garden. Umi Eitz Hadas Toivera, but from the Eitz Hadas Lo Yisoycha Mimena. And then he told Adam, because the day that you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. And we know that Nachash convinced Chava, who convinced Adam, and ultimately Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. And Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam, and he told Adam, we had a deal. I told you, the day that you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. Says the Ramami Pano, when Adam Arishan heard this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he started davening. Etzich gestel davening. And when he started davening, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following tefillah. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's true. You said, Ki b'yoy ma'chol cha mimenu mois tomos. The day that I eat from the Eitz Hadas, I have to die. But I know that although a day is 24 hours, but the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a lot longer than 24 hours. In fact, the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. Ki elef shonim be'einecha, ki yoy mesmol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day is made up of 1,000 years. So Adam Arishan's mispal to the Eibishter, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand, b'yoy machol chamimenu mois tomos. But let it be not my day, let it be your day. I want to live for 1,000 years. We have a deal. And a chanami, it has to be b'yoyim. But there's an eitzah here. The eitzah is, who said it has to be a human day? Maybe it's the Rabbeinu Shloim's day. And if that's the case, it's going to be 1,000 years. Says the Ramami Pan, whose tefillah was answered. And it's for that reason, Adam Arishan was supposed to have lived for 1,000 years. The only reason he didn't live for 1,000 years is because he gave 70 years away to David HaMelech. But really, Adam Arishan was supposed to live for 1,000 years. But because he gave the years to David HaMelech, he ended up living 930 years. But what was the cheshbon 930 years? Because he had to die now that day. A day usually means 24 hours. His tefillah said the Ramami Pana was it should be Yoim Echad Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ki Elef Shonim Be'enecha Ki Yoim Esmol. He gave 70 years away to David HaMelech, and that's why he ends up living how long? He ends up living 930 days. Says the Ramami Pana, it comes out that Adam HaRishon's first tefillah was Niskabel. So he says, you know when that tefillah was? You know which tefillah was? It was tefillah Samincha. And it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's based on the Zohar HaKadosh that he quotes, that Adam HaRishon did his Aver in the afternoon. So because he did his Aver in the afternoon, Bal Karchach, this tefillah was tefillah Samincha. He says, that's why the most choshev of all the tefillah is tefillah Samincha. And that's why Eliyahu Lo Nena Ela B'tefillah Samincha. It's because the first tefillah ever recited was tefillah Samincha. And it was recited by Adam HaRishon as tshuva for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. The tefillah was accepted. Instead of B'yoyim being 24 hours, B'yoyim would now be 1,000 years. Adam HaRishon ends up living 930 years. And because that tefillah was answered, that's why tefillah Samincha goes down as the Merutza Shabbat Tefillahs. And that's the Indian of Eliyahu Leinena. And then the Ramah Mipano says something else. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, Adam HaRishon did tshuva. He did a tremendous amount of tshuva. The Gemara talks about it. We discussed it when we learned Erevin, Daf Yud Ches. But says the Ramah Mipano, I'm going to be megalah to you something that the Gemara didn't say. And that is, Adam HaRishon was mekabel in that tefillah. When he did tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, instead of taichin b'yoyim as 24 hours, taichin as 1,000 years, that he's going to fast for the rest of his life. He was mekabel at that point. Give me 1,000 years, I'll give 70 to David HaMelech, 930, that's the deal, and I will fast for those 930 years. He was mekabel to fast for 930 years. The kachava, Adam HaRishon fasted every single day for the rest of his life. That's what the Ramah Mipano says. And he says, you want a remez l'davar? Tainus, we're learning Masechtas Tainus now. Tainus is Begematria 930. Do the math. You don't have to round it off. It's exact. Tainus is Begematria 930. Remez Ladavar, because the first person to ever be Makabal Tainus was Adam HaRishon. And when Adam HaRishon was Makabal Tainus, he was Makabal Tainus for the next 930 years of his life, and it was 930, and that's the Remez Ladavar, that the word Tainus is 930. He says, I'm going to tell you another Remez. The Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech said, Tikoin tefilosi k'toiras lifanecha, masas kapai, minchas arif. Tikoin tefilosi k'toiras lifanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, my tefillah should be like the k'toiras. Masas kapai should be a minchas arif. Tosfos in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis says, B'shem the Yerushalmi, we daven shachris, k'neged the tamid shal shachar. Mincha, so the Gemara says in Brachos Chaflava Mebeis, is connected to Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. But Tais goes to Yerushalmi that says that's not why we daven Mincha. Mincha is not connected to Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, but rather Mincha is connected to Ketoiris. What does Ketoiris have to do with Mincha? Tikoin tfilosi Ketoiris lefanecha, masas kapai, minchas orev. This is the Makarta tfilos ha Mincha. Mincha is tikoin tfilosi Ketoiris lefanecha. Said the Ramami Pano, tikoin tfilosi K'tayres lefanecha is Rosh Hatevis, tough kuflamin. It's 930. And it's keneged the 930 tanesim that Adam HaRishon was mekabel. It's keneged the 930 tanesim that Adam HaRishon was mekabel when he went and he davened tefilas hamincha. Incidentally, this yesoid of the Ramah Mipano is brought down by the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach quotes the Ramah Mipano. He brings this Indian as well. He adds one beautiful nekuda. He says that Hashem told Adam HaRishon, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel, Umi Eitz Hadas Toivera, Lo Yisoich HaMimeno. So says the Shlach, V'yesh Lahakshos. This Shlach is a Masechtas Tainus. It's Ois Kuf Pebeis and Masechtas Tainus. He says, L'chur Yesh Lahakshos. L'may Nafgemino, Amal HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel. Why did Hashem tell Adam HaRishon, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel? He had to eat? The ikur was, the ikur was that he wasn't supposed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why did he tell him, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Achal Toichel? So says the Shlo Dover Nifla. He says, Adam Arishan, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, was a Kaddish. Adam Arishan, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, was on the Madrega that the Gemara mentioned a few dafin ago. Bekir Becha Kaddish, that the Me'ayim, the intestines of a person, is Halig. Is holy. He was a Kaddish. Because he was a Kaddish, anything that Adam HaRishon would have eaten would have been a Bechina of Kayhanim Oichlam Ubailam Eschaprin. It would have been a Bechina of Kedusha. It's like the Mesilas Yesharim talks about when he talks about the Midah of Kedusha at the very, very end of the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. He says the highest Madrega a person can reach is when he's a Kaddish. What does it mean to be a Kaddish? That every Davar Gashmi that you do becomes Ruchni. So Adam HaRishon, Kaidim Achet, was on a Madrega where he was 100% Kaddish. And because he was Kaddish, whatever he ate was a carbon. So Hashem tells Adam, be called Eitz Hagan, Ochel Toichel. Eat. There's a mitzvah to eat. Because Kayhanim Oichlam Ubailam Eschaprin. Your achil is an achil of Kedusha. So he tells him, you have a mitzvah. Go eat. But you know what happened? Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. And when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, two things took place. Number one, he fell Madregas. Number two, he was poigim in achila. Because the Avera was an Avera Sachila. So what happened instead? What happened instead was, if Adam Arishan is going to bring a carbon, you can't bring a carbon anymore for eating. Your Achila is not considered a carbon anymore. You know what Adam Arishan had to do? Says the Shlo, what the Ramami Pano said. Now he had a fast. It's a whole different Avodah. And he ended up fasting the balance of the 930 years of his life. What do we say? The end of Shemayna Esrei, by Alikai Nitzar, there's a Riba in Kolo Olamim, if you ever noticed, to say when you're fasting. Ribon kol olam. Again, we're learning Masechtas Tainus. This is Davar Be'itai. Goli v'yadu alifanecha. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, Adam choyte umevi carbon. When there was a beis hamikdash, person didn't have air, you could bring a carbon. V'im akrivim mimenu, ela chel boi v'damai. You would take the chelev, the fats of the carbon, the dam of the carbon. And that was the kapara. V'ata barachamecha, rabbi mechaper, v'achshav. Now we don't have carbonis. Yoshafti betainus. So I fasted. V'nismait chelbi v'dami. And through fasting, there was a miut in my chelev and in my dam. Yehirotzim ilfonecha. Sheyehe miut chelbi v'dami. Shenismait hayoim. Ki'ilu hekravtiv lefonecha gava mizbeach v'sirtzeni. Says the Shlo, before Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was a mitzvah, Mikol Eitz Hagon Ochel Teichel, because his achila was a hakrova, because he was Kaddish, he was Bekir Becha Kaddish, everything that he ate was Kedusha. But now that Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was Mekalkel Achila, he fell Madregas, the Tikkun was going to be fasting, and now he was going to also be able to bring carbon, carbonas, but now the carbon is not going to come through eating, now the carbon is going to be Yoshafti Betainis, V'nismayit chelbi v'dami. Yehiratzim v'lfanech she'emiyut chelbi v'dami she'nismayit ayoyim kilu ekraft of v'lfanech al gabi ha'mizbeach. The first person to ever daven was Adam HaRishon. The first tefillah he ever daven was Tfilas HaMincha. And that Tfilas HaMincha was an epic tefillah. And the Ramami Pano was megalitas that it's because of that Tfilas HaMincha goes down as the ma'ula, the mufcher of all the tefillahs. That's why Eliyahu le'nena ela b'tfilas HaMincha. Because that was the first tefillah and it was a tefillah of that was accepted. It was a tefillah where Adam HaRishon, even though he sinned with the Eitz Hadas, but at the same time he was zoicha that the B'yoyim HaCholcha Mimenu wasn't 24 hours, but rather it was 930 years. It became Yoyim HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is 1,000 years. And it's for that reason tefillah HaMincha was a vekeshtelt in the Bria, that is the most chashuv tefillah, because that's the way it played out for Adam HaRishon. Maybe that tefillah is when Adam HaRishon was Mekabel Tainus. It wasn't just Mekabel Tainus. He was Mekabel the Tainus. Tainus is begematria, tough kuf lamed. He was Mekabel Tainus of Tikkun Tfilasi K'teres Levanecha. He was Mekabel 930 years of Tanesim. It was tough kuf lamed. That first Tainus was Neskabel. That first Tainus he accepted when? By Tfilas HaMincha. Maybe there's an intrinsic connection between Tainus and Mincha. And it's for that reason, you're Mekabel Tainus by Tfilas HaMincha. Just like Adam HaRishon was Mekabel Tainus by Tfilas HaMincha. We say Aneinu by Tfilas HaMincha. Why by Tfilas HaMincha? Because Mincha, that's the Zman of Tainus. And maybe, the Gemara said in yesterday's daf, Rav Chisda said, Kol Tainus Shaloi Shaka Olav Chamo Loi Shmei Tainus. The Lashon HaGemara is a little interesting. Really what Rav Chisda is saying is you have to fast the whole day. Kol Tainus Shaloi Shaka Olav Chamo. Right, when you think of Shkia, what do you think of? You think of Mincha. Kol taina shalayshaka olav chama. A yid has to be fasting during mincha. The ikar of taina is mincha. You mekabel taina by mincha. You say anenu by mincha. Kol taina shalayshaka olav chama loishma taina. Because you have to be fasting during mincha time. Maybe a little bit of a giloy on a pnimiyistig level between the very obvious connection between taina and tefillas mincha.